Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, so how long? About a half hour ago, I tweeted out, what's the bigger deal, Quan Martin pick six or Mikey Sammerstill two INTs? We got about 2,000 votes in a half hour. This thing is pretty damn split. 51.5% says Quan pick six. 48.5% says Mikey. And I got this reply from Kibos12. He said, am I crazy for saying the Dorrance Armstrong sack fumble was the most impactful turnover? Because that completely changed the course of the game.
Yeah.
Detroit looked like they were going to score. It would have been 14-3.
That was a great one, too. I think you could probably take it. You could give anybody some credit. I would say the thing about Sammerstill having two interceptions, he basically took a touchdown away from them.
Sure.
And it was a damn perfect setup. And then the other one, he's falling backwards to the sideline and he caught it. I would give him the edge because he had two of them. And the other two are basically a tie in my book. When you look at Dorrance and all, because Dorrance had two sacks yesterday.
Yeah.
He was on one, dog. He was ready.
It was, dude, it's like trying to pick your favorite kid. Like, they played so well, and there were so many big moments that you don't really have to pick, which is kind of the best part of this. We're going to open these phone lines up. I want to just check in on the aquarium real quick, and I'm going to check in. First, we'll check in on the stream. Is it Strizzy again? Do I even need to scroll to the top?
It was not Strizzy today.
Who was
it? Ooh, all right, I'm scrolling. Don't tell me, White Brian. All right, I'm scrolling. If you want to be on the stream, it's 106.7 The Fan on YouTube.
Who was second in?
Jim D, and all he said was, wow.
Who was second?
Jupe. Strizzy must be in jail.
Y'all said was making it, that y'all named it after Strizzy. So Strizzy like, hey, I was so damn good, I got the award named after me. I don't have to do it anymore.
How about this? Jim D was first. He just said, wow. Then Jupe said, Timothy Daniels, Hot Pockets.
He said, Strizzy said y'all told him not to play.
Then Tay, he said, they are who we thought they were. Jim D said, I'm first. Cody Shook was actually fifth, claimed he was first. And then Strizzy commented. So who is it? Jim D? Is Jim D the guy today, White Brian?
Yeah.
Yep, first of the year for him.
All right.
They look fly here, Jay.
That is a cool. Give the person credit. That shirt is dope.
Let me show the people the back.
Yeah, if you're on the stream, look at B's shirt. Hold on. B making a Sir Mix-a-Lot music video
here.
Yeah, it's dope. I'm trying to help you with your stream.
He hooked it up.
Who is? Tell him. Oh, then you got the Plaquemine High School on there?
Plaquemine High School. Got my college on here.
Is that? I want a T-shirt with just the Pepper logo.
Yeah, Louisiana.
Does that exist?
Yeah.
That is dope.
Yeah, Louisiana, hot pepper, baby.
I am I'm wearing an NFLPA hoodie given to me by a former NFLPA staffer. If you're ever curious if I side with management or labor. We'll start with White Brian because he's so compelling. Brian, you are a Philly native that roots for the Giants that now lives in D.C., Commanders, Eagles for the NFC title game. Is this your worst nightmare?
No, the Cowboys would be much worse. Cowboys, Eagles, but this is close.
Okay. Okay. You know, somebody from the NFC East going to the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Is pretty damn cool. There was a period
of
time.
It used to be like that back in the day.
Right.
If you won the NFC East, you're probably going to make it to the Super Bowl.
NFC Beast, then it was NFC Least, and it sure seems like it's coming back.
On the way back, baby.
Now, Ben is in for Jeff. Jeff got butt sick. Jeff got this stomach virus that's going around. Whenever you notice me legitimately not calling Jeff out, it's because he's actually sick.
Yeah.
I hope he's all right. Jeff,
I hope he has another room that his favorite room is not the bathroom all day.
Well, I saw him tweeting out for what should he eat with a stomach virus. Ginger ale and saltines, dog.
Yeah.
Don't push it. In his place is Ben. Ben last week was wearing a very dope old school Redskins starter jacket. Ben, how fired up are you, bud?
I got that same jacket on the chair right behind me. So you tell me how fired up I am.
How old are you, Ben?
Oh, I'm 21. I'm a senior at the University of Maryland.
All right.
Go Terps. You are 21 years old. Is this the absolute peak of your burgundy and gold fandom?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't really get any better than this, at least for me. And it's kind of special in a way, just because all of my life the organization was defined by failure, ineptitude, and now to kind of have it all culminate with this year, in my last year of college, everyone's gotten riled up about it in College Park. It's been special.
Let me ask you this, because we did this on the show maybe last summer or something. It's definitely a summer topic. But there was a period of time, probably a long period of time, where the University of Maryland and College Park would have had the most Redskins fans of any of the local colleges, right? And I think as the Ravens have gotten bigger, and as Maryland's gotten less in-state, I feel like, I now think that title has gone to a Virginia school, whether it's Virginia Tech or JMU. I think it'd be one of those two. What is the Commanders, Redskins, Burgundy and Gold fandom like in College Park these days, Benny?
Well, let me put it this way. I'm seeing a lot of jerseys on people that I've never seen wear them before. I've seen a lot of people I've known over the 4 years never talk about the Commanders or the Redskins. I've never even seen them care about football. Now all of a sudden they have Jaden Daniels jerseys. They're reposting the wins on their stories. They're posting videos of them screaming at Seastone and Bents over the Commanders game. So things might be shifting a little bit. I was out and about last night for that Ravens-Bills game. There's a ton of Ravens fans, obviously, and you know, I'm not a Ravens guy myself. I believe in the DMV supremacy, Washington Baltimore, best rivalry in the world, in my opinion. So it was good to see Baltimore go down, at least for me and a lot of people that have been in my face for years about the Ravens being better. They can't say anything to me today.
Tell them we got room. We're gonna bring back Tony Kornhauser's bandwagon. We got room. Come on over here.
Did I tell you? Have I ever told you this? So it was January of '92. Mm-hmm. I went to Bethesda Elementary. And I don't know if they did this throughout the DMV or inside the Beltway or what, but Kornheiser's bandwagon, thank you, Ben, that was great, bud. Kornheiser's bandwagon had become such a big thing in town because he was writing that column week after week. And to a young guy like Ben, you can't understand what the power of the Washington Post was back then.
It was the stuff.
There was no internet. Like everybody, legitimately everybody I knew got the newspaper delivered to their house, and everybody I knew read the Post sports section and watched George Michael. That's like what you did back then. And we got to school the Monday of Super Bowl week, B, and every desk in the school had this bandana with a drawing of Tony Kornheiser's Redskins bandwagon going to Minnesota. And it was like this bus with players. It was unbelievable. And obviously it's not there. That was Super Bowl week. Nobody's there yet. But it's the first time in so long. I took the girls. So I landed yesterday morning and tried to give my wife a break, and we went to Tasty Diner, and then we went to the grocery store. Just try to kill some time. Tasty Diner, everybody's talking Skins.
Right there in Bethesda?
Yeah. And my guys that some of the guys that are doing the line cooking immediately start asking about it.
So Zinsbro just put the Sports Machine and Washington Post. If you don't get it, you don't get it.
Yo, that's remember what, that was what it was back was then, man. Yeah. Everybody's talking Skins. My waitress, who I've known 20 years or whatever, is wearing her 91 Super Bowl sweatshirt.
Wow.
The guys behind the counter, because this is before kickoff, they're like, who's the better matchup, Eagles or Rams? And I don't know. McVay is better, but Philly's roster's loaded. They're playing Philly now. It doesn't matter. We get to the grocery store, and everybody I see has burgundy and gold on, B. Like, yeah. I saw my boy Austin Flazer. He's wearing a Commander's hat. The guys working there are all wearing various levels.
All in the stuff.
Dude, it feels different.
It feels like it did back in the day. I'm telling you, man. It's a lot of similarities. A lot of similarities.
Hell yes. And I know I asked for callers and didn't take any, but we got all day, baby. We're taking calls all the way till 2 o'clock. When we come back, Jupe is on the line. We got a victory ritual to get to. Nobody go anywhere.
All right.